You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. Today, I want you to think about two words. One, interested. Two, committed. And then I want you to ask yourself, what am I interested in and what am I committed to? You see, people who are interested in things may do research, may talk to people, may read a book, but when either their focus gets too difficult or their lives get too busy, that falls away. They were interested, but, you know, no big deal. When you're interested in changing, you may go into therapy, you may take a course, you may read a book or buy a book and then let it sit, you know, on your nightstand and not read it for the next 100 years. Something struck your interest, but when the going got hard or your life got busy, you abandoned the book, the therapy, the diet, whatever it was. But if you're committed to something, if you're committed to changing some area of your life that is not working, you'll stick with it. You'll do what it takes to change. You'll do what it takes to practice new behaviors. You'll do what it takes. That means doing the homework, doing the research, going inside and introspecting to see what are your habits of feeling, habits of thinking, habits of behaving that are keeping you stuck. Where do you need to make a change? Now, human nature is that, yeah, I'm uncomfortable, so let me tell you how I want you to change so my life will be better. We all do that. Don't beat yourself up about it. But once you realize that you're in charge of your own life experience, you are in charge of your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own behavior, and you're the one that can change it. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but first you've got to recognize when these destructive, self-sabotaging responses in you happen. And then once you see, oh, this thing cropped up, that thing cropped up. Once you identify when these destructive or self-sabotaging feelings crop up, then you can say, oh, and maybe even stop in the middle of it, of a thought or a behavior, and stop and say, okay, what new tools have I been learning to counteract this behavior, this thought, this feeling? So now I'll practice it. And it may feel real uncomfortable because the old behavior is a friend. It's comfortable. Victims don't want to be committed. The same things are provoked in them, and then they sink into a victim. Well, you did this and you made me feel so. No, no. You're in charge of what you think, what you feel, and what you do. So if you provoke an old behavior or a thought or a feeling in me, it's my job to say, gosh, I'm committed to changing this. I'm committed to having a new experience, no matter what. Committed people get results. People who are committed to a diet get results. People who are committed to therapy get results. Those who are just interested and then fall back into their old patterns say, well, I went to therapy, but it didn't work. I went to treatment, but it didn't work. I went on that diet, but it didn't work for me. Because you were interested in it, but not committed. So ask yourself, where in my life today am I really committed to making a change? So I experience something differently, a new experience, something that is positive, something that fulfills me, something that propels me into a new dimension of living, of consciousness. You know, recovery, change is not a straight line. You know, sometimes it's 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. That's okay. Just continue to be committed to changing what you can, not what you want somebody else to do. Now, there are practices that you can, and communication exercises that you both can take a look at and say, okay, when you do this, I feel so-and-so, and this is what I'm asking of you. This is what I'm asking you to gift me, G-I-F-T, gift me. Because if we love something, someone, if we want something to work, we're committed to it, and we will make the necessary changes. You don't have to know how, and you don't have to do it alone. But you got to ask yourself, is this worth it? Look around your life and ask yourself, where in my life and with whom am I not experiencing peace and joy? Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.